It is human nature to jump to conclusions. We want closure, clarity, and certainty. When something feels unclear, when we don't know someone's intentions, when a situation is unfolding slowly, or when we lack complete information, our minds often rush to fill in the gaps. This isn't a flaw unique to certain people. It is part of how the human brain is wired. Certainty feels safe while uncertainty feels threatening. The brain prefers an answer, even a wrong one, over the discomfort of not knowing. From an evolutionary perspective, this makes sense. Our ancestors survived by making quick decisions. If you heard a sound in the bushes, you didn't have time to calmly analyze every possibility. Assuming danger and reacting quickly may have saved your life. In that environment, speed mattered more than accuracy. But in modern life, where most threats are social, emotional, or financial, not physical, those same mental habits can become harmful. The same wiring that once helped us survive can now cause us to misinterpret situations, judge too quickly, or lock ourselves into false beliefs. To make fast decisions, humans rely on heuristics, mental shortcuts that simplify the world. Heuristics can be useful because they help us process overwhelming amounts of information. The problem is that shortcuts often trade accuracy for efficiency. For example, we may assume someone doesn't like us because they didn't respond quickly to a message, when the real reason is that they were busy. We may assume a failure means we're not capable, when the real reason is that we lacked preparation or the right strategy. We may assume the world is against us when we experience a setback, when the truth is simply that life includes obstacles. These assumptions feel true in the moment because they provide closure, but they may be false. What makes this even more dangerous is that conclusions can harden into identity. A person may experience rejection early in life and decide, "I'm not lovable." They may struggle in school and conclude, "I'm not smart." They may fail at a business idea and assume, "I'm not meant to succeed." These beliefs can stay with someone for years, or even a lifetime, not because they are factual, but because they were formed during a moment of uncertainty and emotional intensity. The brain likes stories that feel consistent, even when those stories are limiting. This is why it is so valuable to question and re-examine assumptions. The most powerful breakthroughs often happen when someone challenges a long-held belief and realizes it was never objectively true. Many assumptions are not reality, they are interpretations. When you revisit them, you gain freedom. Instead of reacting automatically, you begin to think intentionally. You stop treating your first conclusion as final. You create space for new evidence, new possibilities, and better outcomes. Questioning assumptions is also where opportunity lies. Entrepreneurs find new markets by questioning what customers must want. Leaders build stronger teams by questioning their assumptions about people's motivations. Relationships heal when people question the stories they've told themselves about the other person. Personal growth accelerates when someone questions the fear-based beliefs that have quietly shaped their decisions. Assumptions close doors, curiosity opens them. Ultimately, the desire for certainty is human, but it must be managed with wisdom. Not everything requires immediate closure. Some things require patience, investigation, and a willingness to sit in ambiguity long enough to see clearly. When you learn to slow down your conclusions, you gain a superpower, the ability to separate truth from instinct and reality from fear. And when you re-examine your assumptions, you don't just correct your thinking, you expand your life.